This is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A motorcycle accident on Main Street in Oak Creek Sunday night had a person airlifted to a hospital on the Front Range. The person was a passenger on a Harley Davidson driven by a 69-year-old man from Steamboat Springs. Colorado State Patrol says he was taken to the hospital in Steamboat, and they say alcohol is suspected in the accident. No word on injuries to the driver of the other vehicle involved, which was a Chevy 2500 truck driven by a 53-year-old man from Oak Creek. Steamboat police had three calls for service at Steamboat Springs High School Saturday night during the homecoming dance. Police Chief Sherry Burlingame says one was a combative, intoxicated teenage girl who was taken to the hospital. Two other separate incidents were also teenage girls who'd been drinking. One of them was entered into a diversion program. Parents were notified. Chief Burlingame says the primary concern was for the welfare of the students, and extra officers stopped by the school to help keep the event safe and fun. The expansion at the Steamboat Tennis and Pickleball Center has received a pledge for Phase 2. An anonymous couple will give $1 for every $2 donated, up to $1 million. Phase 2 is a new steel building, which would have 12 new pickleball courts and more. The Run Rabbit Run 50 and 100-mile event in Steamboat recently also gave back to the community. Paul Sachs is the co-race director. He says they gave 1,000 pounds of food to Lift Up and preschools in Yampa Valley High School. They gave $80,000 in prize money and $50,000 to local charities who helped out with the race.
That's what we started the race for, to promote the sport and to give back to nonprofits and charities in Northwest Colorado.
Women for Moffitt County is starting their fundraising for the group, which also gives back to the community. They hope for 100 women to make a donation of $100 each, and then the group decides who gets the money. Casey Green is the president of Women for Moffitt County.
We think it's just a really cool concept because all of the money stays 100% local. You know what every dollar is going toward, and people can apply for the grant that just have a cool idea to improve Moffitt County.
You can donate through their website, or you can apply to receive a grant from the group, also through womenformc.com. It's homecoming week in Craig. Macho volleyball's tonight at the high school. The Powder Puff football game's Wednesday night. The pep assembly Thursday afternoon at 3:15. The bonfire's at 8 o'clock Thursday night. The homecoming parade's Friday, starts at 1. Then the homecoming football game is at 7 Friday night, with the Moffitt County Bulldogs taking on Rifle. The Moffitt County School District Board of Education meets tonight. That meeting starts at 6:30. Craig Youth Hockey is having their annual fall meeting for players and families. That's at 6:30 tonight at the VFW on East Victory Way. The crabapple trees along Lincoln Avenue from 3rd to 13th Street in Steamboat Springs are being trimmed this week. The eastbound side of Lincoln is today and tomorrow. The westbound side Wednesday and Thursday. Watch for some work crews and some sidewalk detours. In Craig, Alice Pleasant Park is closed today through Sunday for seal coating and painting. In football, the Steamboat Sailors celebrated homecoming with a big win Friday night, 34-21 over Aspen. At halftime, Sailor seniors Aspen Ward and Ella Perret were crowned king and queen for homecoming.
It's awesome.
It's very cool because I never think through high school, like my senior year, I'd be homecoming king.
Yeah, me neither.
Longtime Steamboat Springs High School teacher Lucianne Meyer was honored as grand marshal. She recently retired. Hayden Tigers, they lost again this weekend, and Moffitt County Sirocco had the weekend off. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.